That's right, we're doing a two-parter. Or maybe three-parter. I feel like chatting for a while, which is naturally what you want to do when you're stoned. Especially when you need to relax after. I had a long fucking day at work, so again, that didn't help everything. So, I don't know, it's just been a shitty day. But I'm glad I'm home now. I'm in an altered state of consciousness, which I feel much more comfortable and better in. I feel good. Back to feeling calm, normal, not fucked up. Delicious. Warm cola. Ugh. I don't really like cola that much anymore, actually. These days, it's mostly OJ and water for me. But only bottled water, not filtered water. Even the filtered water tastes kind of funny to me. I always think they put some extra shit in there that is there to make the experience more cumbersome. Close the window here. No. Again, what I was talking about is, they try to associate marijuana with violence, okay? I don't know a single case ever recorded where there was a domestic violence incident, you know, between couples, when the dude's high or when the chick's high. No, it's always when they're drunk. Alcohol is an aggressor. It stimulates your mind in very, very negative ways. It's fucked up. Drinking is something I actually don't enjoy doing anymore. Like, I when I go to places, I'm, like, forced to drink almost. And I really don't like alcohol anymore. I'm sick of the hangovers. I can't handle as much anymore as I used to be able to, you know, when I was younger. It's just fucked up, man. Not cool. Not cool at all. But now I feel so much better. Feel calm. I can feel positive again about things. I can have faith in things again. No, it wasn't that bad. But it was pretty devastating today. Fuck. Oh, well, whatever. I should have expected this. Should have expected it. Germans always choke. And I don't know why. They always choke. And I don't know what it is. Like, there's an old witch visit them and tell them, you will lose, or some shit like that. I don't know. And they get scared, and then they wind up losing the game because all they can think of is the witch. So fucked up, man. Man, I have one hell of a head high right now. I got about 2 minutes left here. One hell of a head high. It's really, really fucking intense. The head high I have right now. Very, very intense. And it's really awesome. Really, really, really awesome. Let's see here. I'm sitting in front of Twitter, Facebook, all the social networking. Man, this is so vast. I would never have imagined that 10 years ago, that simple, stupid fucking IRC or Merck. What do I use? Envision 2.0. Envision is an IRC client that we used to use to chat pirate software with and shit. Back in the day. FTPs, man. Nothing will ever beat FTPs. I don't care what anybody tells me. It's like torrents, rapid share, that shit, it doesn't have anything on having pure access to a server, to an IP address, to a username. It's just fucking rad what you can get off some of these things. And it was so cool. I remember when GTA 3 came out and I was like, somebody better give this shit to me right now. I better be F-serving it to my FTP at home. And it was like, by the time I came home from college, I was like, I had a fucking copy of GTA 3 to play. Fond memories. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how my Grand Theft Auto addiction started. Actually, no, it started with Grand Theft Auto 2. I'll get into that another time. I'm not going to make a third one. No worries, you won't have to listen to me that long. Toodles!